Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website and you can check out all kinds of things over there. And don't forget, you can connect to the parish that way. Another way you can connect to the parish is stanthonyallston.org, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. In the meantime, let other people know where you can find us, and we'll just be able to help others hear what you are hearing right here, to spread the word and to help people understand what it is that we believe. Well, it's an interesting thing that comes up every so often because, as you know, we're Catholic. Now, first of all, I've discussed with you a few weeks ago how there are people saying that Catholics are not Christians. That's, besides the fact that's wrong, that's a form of a real nasty comment that is, by the way, inaccurate. Of course, Catholics are Christians. And I don't want to say anything further about that. But a lot of people don't fully understand some of the things that they may hear on the program about what it is that we as Catholics believe. And someone brought this up to me the other day. The question is one word that I bring up, which is called catechism. Now, we were talking yesterday about the catechism. So what I was explaining is the catechism is really basically a group of teachings. And I'll explain a little bit better today on the dynamics of it and the physical properties of it, so to speak. It's not science. But the catechism is like a large book about... Well, it's a very large book. I guess you could say, I'm trying to think of something, not quite as big as an unabridged dictionary, but definitely bigger than your regular everyday dictionary, maybe about two or three times the size. And it's basically a description of every teaching that we as Catholics believe. Now, all our teachings are rooted in Scripture. So, for example, we don't believe that Jesus was an angel, where some people do, because that's not in Scripture. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He is the second person of the Trinity. We actually believe that. That's in Scripture. So, as you can see, and all our teaching is rooted in Scripture, but what the Catechism helps us to do is to understand what we believe, as I was explaining yesterday, on a day-to-day basis, meaning, as I said yesterday, the devil is in the details. So how do we live our faith? Now, one of the things I was thinking of saying, and I want, it's kind of a tricky one to say, but it really gives you a good illustration of what Catholics believe, and it's something that's really big in the news today. What do Catholics believe about self-defense? Now, one of the things we have to understand about the catechism is the catechism gives us the basic understanding. And as St. Paul says, you have this basic understanding. You can live at a higher level. He talks about living at a higher level of the law. So you can live at a higher level, meaning you have the minimum standard, the basic understanding. You can live at a higher level. A great example of this is the church calls all Catholics to go to church on Sunday for the Lord's Day. Some people go to church on other days as well, on top of going to church on Sunday. There are others that don't go to church at all. So the ones who don't go to church at all are living under the minimum standard. They're not living by Catholic teaching, and the Lord is calling people to live, to go to church every Sunday. However, there are others that say, well, I want to go to church every day. That's perfectly acceptable, but it's not the rule. It's something that you can do, but the rule is once a week. Anything over and above that is fine, but that's living at a higher standard, so as you can see. So you can always live at a higher standard than what Catholic teaching is, but you can't live at a lower standard. So when I go back to self-defense, there are some Catholics that do not believe in any form of self-defense. I don't happen to be in that category, but there are other Catholics that do believe in self-defense, and they actually would believe in using a firearm if necessary for self-defense. I'm not in that category either. So let's have an understanding, because this is a big thing in the news today. So, according to Catholic teaching, you have a right to self-defense. All of us do, because it's a way of protecting life and family. And how you defend yourself is you use the minimum amount of resistance in order to protect your life and your family or whatever the threat is. The minimum amount of resistance. Can you use a firearm? Yes, if it's the minimum amount of resistance. If someone is coming in and going to attack and the only way to stop that person is through a firearm, yes, you can. If there are other ways to stop a person outside of a firearm, and you know, in a different way, no, you can't. For example, if someone is going to intrude into your house and you can scream at them, say, get out of here, and that would have stopped them, but instead you pull out a gun and shoot them, that's not allowed because it's using more than the necessary force to stop the intruder. Now, some people would say, well, you won't know the difference. Understandable. But actually, basically, basic rule, a lot of people say you give some kind of a warning ahead of time. But you can see that's the standard. That's what the Catholic Church teaches. You use the minimum amount of force necessary to stop an intruder. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts on WROL. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check that out. Check out our Substack newsletter. Check out the archives of the show. One of the things I put on the Substack newsletter is my homily, which obviously you hear on Mondays. A written form of my homily, which, by the way, is that really acts as the backbone of what I'm going to preach. And then I don't use a text. I used to, but people have always encouraged me not to. I don't use a text. I basically have the understanding down, move for there. Sometimes it matches. Sometimes it's a little bit different. Sometimes it's a lot different. Depends on the situation. So that's what I do. So anyway, checking that out over at CatholicAudioMedia.com and also our Substack newsletter, CatholicAudioMedia.substack.com. But you can also connect to that through our website. So anyway, we're talking about how the Catechism helps us to live the everyday take our faith that is rooted in Scripture, and how do we put it into our everyday life? So one of the things I said, because it's a major issue right now with the political aspect going on, and especially as we approach November, which is still a few months away, and we here in the United States understand the Second Amendment and everything else. But the question is, are you allowed to do self-defense? Now, you'd say, well, why wouldn't we be allowed to do self-defense? Why wouldn't we allow to defend ourselves? Well, Jesus said, if someone slaps you on one cheek, turn and offer them the other. St. Paul says, do not repay anyone for evil, which, of course, is a little bit different because that's more revenge. And he says, vengeance is mine. So the question is, how do we respond when, there's a threat against us? And the answer is, we are, you know, as the church teaches, we can defend ourselves. Obviously, we should. It actually says you should defend yourselves and those to whom the threat is against. But it says to use the minimum amount of force in order to make the threat, to disarm the threat. So you don't take a major force. So as I said, if someone is intruding into your house, you don't take that as you have the right to shoot the person and to kill the person or just to maim the person if that force could have ended in a different way. as you can see. So I'm not, we're in Massachusetts. We don't have stand your ground laws, which you do have in other parts of the country. And I'm not so sure that we'd be in accordance with stand the ground laws unless it was only in accordance with the force that was needed to stop an intruder. So can you use a firearm to stop an intruder? Yes, if there is no other way. If there's no other way. Now, that's an important understanding, and that's what the church teaches. So if you're in a discussion with someone and says, well, every house should have a gun, which obviously I don't believe in, and in case someone intrudes into their house, they can use the gun to, or their firearm, actually to stop an intruder. And I know there are many people in the police forces would say, ooh, that's a big mistake to have every house have a firearm. Yes, it's in the Second Amendment, but you can easily end up losing that firearm to the person who's intruding, which makes everything worse, or for whatever reason. Or you could end up shooting someone who actually didn't pose a threat. They just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. There's all kinds of issues there. But the church teaches, yes, can you have a firearm? Yes, you can. Can you use it against another person if there is no other recourse? That's church teaching. So that's an answer to your question. It's different than the law. It might be different than the law. It's actually very similar to what is taught in a security force, by the way. Use the minimum amount of force necessary to disarm the intruder. But you need to know that. Why? Because we want to act in way in love to another person, and this person may be changed, rehabilitated to become a person who is dedicated to Christ. That's our call, to live in that way. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.